Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
An early morning crash involving a Van Hool coach bus injures 11. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Highway Patrol was notified of a crash on early Wednesday morning involving a coach bus at milepost 6 on the service road of I-25 south of Wheatland. According to the press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, emergency crews found a coach bus on its side. A total of 40 passengers were on the bus at the time of the crash, with 11 injured. All injured passengers were transported to the Platte County Memorial Hospital. Through the investigation, it was learned the bus driver had failed to negotiate a curve to the left and drove off the right side of the road, causing the bus to overturn. The bus's occupants were contracted to work at a farm in the state of Washington and came from Texas. Due to the cold weather, emergency vehicles and a tow truck driver's personal vehicle were used to transport the remaining passengers to the Wheatland Fire Training Center, where the Platte County Emergency Management was assisting the passengers with food and lodging. The bus driver has been identified as a 55-year-old male from Texas and was not injured in the crash. The investigation is ongoing. The Wyoming Highway Patrol wanted to give a special thanks to Terry Stevenson with Platte County Emergency Management, Platte County Memorial Hospital, Platte County Sheriff's Department, Platte County 911 Dispatch, Wyoming Highway Patrol Dispatch, Wheatland Police Department, Wheatland Fire and EMS, and Lee's Towing, who assisted with the incident. Gillette Police Department received a report on Tuesday night at about 10 p.m. of a suspicious image circulating by students at Campbell County High School. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the 27-year-old woman who reported the incident said the photo was of a man laying in a bed holding a rifle and warning people not to go to school the next day. It was discovered the photo was from a 2018 case from a city in New Mexico at Clovis High School. The suspect in connection with that particular case was arrested in connection to a threat at the high school. Police detectives traced the photo to a former student of Campbell County School District, who currently lives in Texas. Due to the possibility of a threat, extra officers were sent to Campbell County High School and Thunder Basin High School on Wednesday, but there were no issues. The incident is currently under investigation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.